One time on one of our water skiing trips, my friend and I were fishing, and I caught something. It was a really strong bite, and I'm sure I hooked it well, but then I'm reeling and reeling and reeling, and nothing is going on down there. It's like, what did it do? You know, take the hook and hook it on some old dead boot or something? It's just kind of dead weight, and I'm reeling and reeling. And then finally, when the fish saw the light of the surface, it made one desperate lunge for the bottom and snapped my rod. Oh, I was so mad at that fish. And I knew that instant that if I landed that fish, if my friend and I could get it in the net and catch it, I was going to keep that fish. I was going to eat that fish. And I did land that fish with Johnny's help. And we went back to camp with that fish on my stringer. And my dad had a friend along on that trip, and he immediately started into this long, elaborate recipe for how to cook a catfish. And it was all these side dishes that you'd cook and things you'd cook in the pan with it. And the very last step before serving the catfish and all this stuff was to throw out the catfish. I couldn't believe it. I guess he didn't like catfish. The rejection of the catfish reminds me that sometimes there are presents that never get opened. It's a sad sight to see a lonely present under a tree, left unopened, and heartbreaking for the giver if it was given with a lot of care, and a loss for the one that was supposed to receive it. And I wonder, why do some people, some presents not get opened? Sometimes the recipient can't or won't come. They're too busy, maybe with their job or life or traffic delays, weather delays. Sometimes they don't want to go to that house because there's unforgiveness in between the families. And I'm not going to Aunt Susie's. You know how she treated me last year? Some people, with their job or with the military, they're stationed too far away, and it's just impossible for them to come. Or you can't find them or contact them anymore. And then sometimes there's a present under the tree. The recipient can't open it because they've already gone on to their final reward, be it heaven or hell. Sometimes it's by choice, you know, that the gift is unopened. They don't value the gift. Sometimes we think we know what's in the gift. We've shaken it. We've felt all the sides. And we have a pretty good idea what's in there, or we think we do. Sometimes we're right. Sometimes we're wrong. And sometimes we don't like the person who gave it. I'm thinking rather junior high-ish, you know. Well, that person's weird. That person's too different. They don't follow the popular crowd. And so, I'm going to just leave that present alone. And we think, when we think we know what the gift is and we don't want it, you know, many people have the wrong idea about Christianity, what the Christian life is like. And they picture life as pretty dull and lifeless. And others just forget about the gift. It's lost and neglected. Perhaps, again, because they're too busy. Or they have too much stuff. You ever seen a kid with too many toys and they're forgetful? They want to just play with the one right in front of them and they forget they have five more to open. And then there's the present got lost in the mail. The delivery person failed to get it there, and more on that soon. What makes a gift valuable? Sometimes it's its cost. When my sister turned 15 or 16, she got grandma's pearl necklace, and because of its value, that was a precious gift. You know, sometimes the time involved that someone spent making the gift or the love involved in the gift. And like the pearl necklace, what else makes a gift valuable? Well, who the giver is sometimes makes it valuable. You know, a child's precious artwork might not even get $5 from the auctioneer, but because it's your grandchild that painted it, it's up on the refrigerator, you bet. In this country, you know, if someone gets an Olympic medal or a presidential medal, you know, they might treasure that. In other countries, a royal letter of thanks or being knighted, you know, you might treasure that. The gift of Christmas is the start of the hope of salvation, the hope of peace with God, as well as peace with the people around us, with man. And why don't people receive God's gift of salvation? Well, we can't blame the weather or the traffic because God is everywhere. Too busy? We can be too busy, too distracted to hear God's voice, to answer his call to salvation, and that is our fault. Almost always, that's being too busy is our fault. Too busy also can keep us from growing more Christ-like, as we're called to do if we're a Christian. And I have to fight, especially this time of year, letting too busy interfere with my time with God. I'll bet some of you do too. Some people don't like God, the giver. They're angry with God because of something he allowed to happen in their life or something he didn't do for them. So they distance themselves from him as if, you know, if you are punishing God by saying, I'm mad at you, I'm not going to believe in you. Of course, if you're telling that to God in your head or in your words, then you do believe in him. You're just lying about it. It's really kind of a laughable situation unless you go through all of your life never mending that relationship, never opening that present. And then it's not laughable when you die without being in the right relationship with God. Some don't think they want the gift of heaven, God's gift. Many people have thought, you know, becoming a Christian would be a drag until they became one and found excitement and joy in Christ. And some fear going to heaven is going to be boring. We're all going to get robes and harps, I've heard. Oh, joy. But we are promised much better things in heaven. The gift of God is not delivered. Now, one day, my brother Gary and his wife Susan, they sent a bunch of presents to family in Montana. And Christmas came and the presents weren't there. New Year's came and the presents still weren't there. Valentine's Day came and went. Easter came and went and the presents weren't there. And the relatives in Montana were kind of surly. We bought you presents and fess up, you didn't send us any. No, we did. We sent you presents. Did you know, have you ever noticed UPS trucks this time of year sometimes have trailers? That's because they've got so much stuff to deliver, they want to get everything they can out on each load, and they use trailers. Well, apparently that year, UPS made a mistake. They didn't find out about the mistake till sometime in the fall. Okay, it's time to get those trailers out, service them, get them ready to be used. They open this one trailer and, oh my gosh, it's full of packages. So they quickly did a few things. They sent a note to everyone that shipped those packages. We're sorry, we made an error. Your stuff's been at the airport, on our lot at the airport all year. We're sending it out quickly now. And they probably sent a note with the packages too. You know, the businesses, your friends and relatives really intended you to get this by Christmas, but we messed up. And so the packages arrived sometime like October in Montana. And when it comes to God's free gift, the Christian message, the story of how Christ's birth, the story from Christ's birth to the cross to his resurrection, we, you and I, if we're Christians, we're the major component in God's delivery system, getting the message of God's good Christmas present out to those who haven't heard the message. And it seems in the past 100 years or so, each generation knows less and less about God. Some people can't receive God's Christmas present because they haven't heard about it. All they've heard about is Santa Claus and ho, ho, ho. I looked on Netflix. We have Netflix at home to see if there was any nativity stories. I couldn't find a one. So I went over to Hulu. We have Hulu too. I still couldn't find any. Maybe it was user error, but I was kind of disappointed. So, because we're God's delivery system, that's why we should support missions. That's why we should tell others about what Christmas is all about so they can have a chance to receive God's free gift of salvation. The gift of Christmas, Galatians 4:4, but when the set time had fully come, okay, God sent his son, born of a woman and born under the law. The gift of Christmas was a costly one. God sent his son to die for us so that we could receive the free gift of salvation. Jesus left the comfort of heaven. He left the glory of heaven. He left the fellowship of heaven directly in the presence of God the Father and the Holy Spirit. For what? To suffer, to suffer, to die, to redeem us, knowing full well that not everyone was going to receive him. Yet, John 1:12, to everyone, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Paul said to the Corinthians about the Philippians about Christ, he said this, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very form, nature of a servant and being made in human likeness. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen? Amen? Jesus paid a high price to redeem us. He did it because of his love for us. He did it because of his love for the Father, and he chose to be obedient to his Father's will. The gift of Christ is a gift of hope. It leads to eternal life. That baby in the manger became that boy in the temple, and became that man traveling around for 3 years telling people the good news. He became our living sacrifice to atone for our sins on the cross, making it possible to please God and receive his favor. When you receive Christ and start living a better life with the Holy Spirit's help, God becomes your fan when you're family with him. Now would be a good time to call the kids back for opening that present. The gift of Christmas is valuable. As Jesus said in Mark, Mark my words, no one who sacrifices houses, brothers, sisters, mother, father, children, land, whatever, because of me and the message will lose out. They will get it all back, but multiplied many times in homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land, but also in troubles. And then the bonus of eternal life. Bonus of eternal life. Must be the message version. Some of us may have had some disappointments with God, but keep in mind that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So, important questions. Have you opened that gift of salvation, God's Christmas present to you? It's a valuable gift. It's worth receiving and cherishing. And if you have, have you shared that gift with others? Or are you like a UPS trailer, sitting all packed full of shipments, of stories of God working in your life that you're just keeping to yourself, not going out, not delivering to anyone? So let's pray, and then I'll have the kids help me see what's in this box. Father, we thank you so much for the gift of Christmas. Thank you that we can pause in all the excitement and all the busyness and consider what you gave, what it's worth, and whether we have received that gift, and whether there's anyone we can give that gift to. I pray that you be on our hearts and minds in this Christmas season. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. When I was a kid, we'd get packages. This is what our packages looked like. Only instead of this kind of tape, they'd have string on them. That's what they did before there was strapping tape. Some people might not want a present like this because it's so ugly. I tried to make it ugly. Should we just throw it out because it's an ugly present? No. All right. It's not? Oh, good. This seems to have leftover Halloween candy, like M&Ms. Yeah. Everybody can have one. And get those other presents there, too. And the adults, there's plenty. Everybody can have one. M&Ms?